This Happy Times episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially when social gatherings are picking up after the winter. For myself, the winter is literally about hibernation, becoming a hermit, and watching as many movies as possible, which results in me being a little antisocial, which then results in me being a little bit more socially anxious. So instead of being unprepared after my winter months, I'm going to therapy. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't just drain your battery. In my personal experience, therapy has done wonders for how I think about life. It gives me an alternate perspective, especially since I've been isolated for so long. If you are thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/happytimes today to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp, HELP.com/happytimes.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hi, my name is Joey Kidney, and I am stressed the heck out.
Welcome to the Happy Times Podcast.
All right, everybody breathe a little bit. The intro is played. We're all calm. I'm here. It's been a week, but I'm back, and I'm more stressed than ever, but I'm back. Okay? Hi, guys. My name is Joey Kidney. I am a podcaster. Hello, ladies. Like and subscribe. I'm a podcaster. I don't like me too sometimes. I'm going to be honest with you. So today, I have found myself really stressed out. I find myself stressed out a lot when I work with brands. As when I'm a YouTuber or when I'm an Instagrammer or when I'm working with brands, they expect a lot from me. There's a lot of stuff that goes on behind the scenes that you guys don't really understand. Now, if you've looked at my Instagram, at Joey Kidney, always plug, if you've looked at it, you'll understand that I do a brand deal probably once a month, and it's just kind of how I pay my rent and how I, you know, I like working with brands, and it's kind of what I like to do. Now, the way that works is I create photos for them and that I think are creative and that promote their product in the best way possible and what's getting you guys to look at the photo. So the best way I feel like doing that is putting my all into every single photo. So if you've ever seen any of my brand deal photos, like I just posted one with Durex, and I posted one with Best Buy, and I've done a lot. But if you've looked at each and every one, I put my heart and soul into each and every one to make them different, to make them stand out. And I feel like my brand deal photos are probably my best photos on my Instagram. Like I did one with McDonald's and they wanted me to recreate like this 90s themed picture. And it was just so awkward and so funny. It's probably the best brand deal I've ever done. And it's just so cool because when you guys look at the photo, I don't want you just thinking, oh, wow, he got paid. It's no, holy crap. He put so much effort into this. So much work went into each and every photo, blah, blah, blah. We should like this and all that stuff. And I want you to support the brands that I'm promoting and everything like that. Now, with this being said, I'm currently working on a brand deal. I'm not going to say any names, but the company has me very stressed out. And I find myself so stressed to the point where I'm not doing my best and I can't perform my best. And I'm obviously not going to come out with the best content because I'm so stressed out that I just can't concentrate. I can't sit here, stay still. And I know this might not be this can't relate to you because maybe you're not a YouTuber or maybe you're not an Instagrammer or maybe you're not working with brands like I am. But this can relate to a lot of situations that you're in. If you're stressed out being at school, if you're stressed out being at home or anything like that, then I want you to listen to this and hopefully you can take this and apply it to your own life. So sitting here and being so stressed, there's a lot of things that you can do. And these are just, I'm going to list off 5 quick things that you guys can do that maybe can relieve some stress out of your life. And this is not like, this is not anxiety based. This is not depression based. This is literally just anyone who has stress, whether it's work, house, anything, girlfriend, boyfriend, whatever it is. These are things that I do in order to relieve my stress. And they may seem easy to you, but sometimes it's the easiest things that just slip our mind a lot of the time. And hopefully this helps you. So number one is take a break. Literally, when you're stressed, like take a break. There's a lot of times I was just editing a photo and I couldn't get it. I could not get it. And then I just took a break. And I took this 30-minute break and I came back and I looked at it and I was like, holy crap, wait, I actually did so well. When we're constantly just working and working and working and working, we're getting tired. We're not getting any better because we are just so tired and we're looking at the same thing over and over and over again that it's always going to be the same edit. We're sitting here with the same problem, always coming up with the same solution. So why not just take a break, go refresh your mind. Whether it's hanging out with friends or just drinking a glass of water. I know you guys always make fun of me for saying drink water. But seriously, get up, go drink a glass of water, come back and be like, whoa, okay, I could do this. Think about stuff differently. And the only way you do that is changing your environment. Whether that's getting up and going to your kitchen or going outside, going for a walk or hanging out with some friends. Taking a break from what you're doing, what has you stressed out, is never a bad thing. If you are great at time management, then well, you probably wouldn't be stressed out. But if you're great at time management, then you wouldn't be so close to your deadline, so you're able to take a break. If you have homework or if you have a work deadline, then, well, start before that deadline. So then you can allow yourself to take breaks because it's such a stress reliever. I don't know how else to tell you guys. It's so freaking nice to just sit down and be like, okay, well, I have a week to do this. I can take 30 minutes out of today and not work on this, you know, and it's great to have those break days because we need to refresh our mind. And sorry, I'm stuttering a lot in this. I'm still a little stressed out. I'm still a little crazy, but this is my break. This is something totally different. This is a different task than what I've been working on. So it's honestly just refreshing my mind and it's really nice. So this is my break and it doesn't have to be this, oh, go lay out in the sun. I live in Canada. We can't necessarily go outside all the time because it's minus 40. But sometimes just talking to a mic or laying down, watching Netflix for a little bit, as long as you budget your time and give yourself time to take a break, but also go back to work, then you're great. Now let's go on to number two. Number two is something that we always do, but we don't really think about what that does for us. And that's listening to music. Number two is listening to music because it can truly just change our mindset. So there's different styles of BPMs. BPM is beats per minute, or I think it's beats per second, but no, it's beats per minute. It's definitely BPM. I'm dumb. I'm not trying to, okay, I don't know everything what I'm talking about. This just helps me. But there's different BPMs for different styles. So like, I don't know which one goes with what, but like EDM is like 140 beats per minute. It's definitely faster than that, I believe. But basically, those are created so we're feeling different things. So listening to like an EDM song, listening to a sad song, an anxiety-filled song, an anxiety-free song, a whole bunch of stuff like that can truly change our moods. So what I do when I'm stressed out, I have a playlist on Spotify called Anxiety Attacks. And when I play that, I immediately get calm. And not to like toot my own horn, but my song Milestone, there's a stripped down version, which is the instrumental. I play that whenever I'm stressed out because that is just so calm. I wonder if I can go and I can play it for you really quick. Hopefully I don't get copyrighted. Let's see. Can you hear this? That is something that always calms me down. Wow, this is like the perfect background music to talk. Music is such a great thing. I don't know if this sounds good. But that is on Spotify. And if you go and you click on that, it's called Milestone Stripped Down Version. And if you click on that, I find it really just calms me down. It really just takes my heart and it just allows me to breathe. And it's just so freaking nice. And again, not tooting my own horn, but I definitely recommend going to listen to this playlist called Anxiety Attack. And it's there so you can find relief, and I hope you truly can. But listening to music is something that's truly just helpful. When I was sitting here doing the work that I'm doing right now and I was a little stressed out, I played that, and then I was like, you know what? Now I feel like dancing, and I played a little bit of Pretty Much, and it's just like, it's finding your music for different moods. Everybody has different moods, right? And different music for those moods. And finding like an EDM song, it's something that can get you up, get you dancing, get your brain moving in a different way than thinking about the same thing and constantly just trying and trying and trying. Why not take a break, listen to some music? So one and two go together right there. Now, number three is not something that we can always do. Not everyone can't do this, okay? But number three is hire some help. It has been, oh my God, it's been amazing. Recently, I hired an intern. Her name is Harmony. We met her on this podcast a few weeks ago. And she has helped me so much. I was sitting here and I was so stressed, and she's like, okay, well, want me to help? And I was like, oh my God, yes. Can you do this? And she's great at making like Instagram stories. And I know this sounds so freaking dumb being like a teenager and like Instagram, whatever, but this is my job. And she was just like, I can do this. And she's really, really good at making Instagram stories. And I was like, okay, cool. And hiring somebody to help you is not you not being able to do it. It's none of that. It's not that you're not capable of doing something. It's not that you are too lazy. It's literally to just make work better. She's great at doing Instagram stories. So why would I make a half-assed one when she's sitting right there and I can hire her and she can do an amazing one? And we're not talking about the money right now. Obviously, that's not something that everybody has to just hire people. And, you know, well, hopefully that when I hire her and then she can bring in revenue, so then I can pay her. And that's the whole process of it. But hiring some help really took a load off my shoulders because, well, it's a really stressful job. I work 7 jobs, and this is not me complaining, but this is me giving somebody else a creative outlet. Now she's able to work with brands that are multi-million dollar brands that she would probably never be able to work with, but with me, she is. And with me, I'm so stressed out sitting here, so why not hire some help, and then she can help me, and I'm helping her. So I just think it's a great mutual thing to do. So if you have the ability, if you're a new business owner or anything like that, hire somebody. I really recommend it. I think it's amazing. And go through the interview process and interview a lot of people. I think it's really cool to see yourself develop in asking questions and getting to know people. And it really opened up my mind and my eyes to new people and new things and ways to learn and ways to improve and everything like that. And seeing her work, she's teaching me so much and I'm teaching her so much. There's a lot of stuff that everybody has to learn from everybody. And I know that sounds more stressful, but literally, as I'm sitting here so stressed on this one project, teaching her doesn't seem so stressful because it's a totally different thing. It's me taking a break and me teaching somebody else, which is just relaxing for me because I'm not always just stressing because I can't do it. So if I'm able to teach her and then give her the task, that is something that really takes a weight off my shoulders. And I think it's really, really helpful for a lot of people. So if you feel stressed, definitely think about hiring somebody if this is a work-related thing. I think it's a really awesome thing. Now, if it's not a work-related thing, then number 4 is going to work for you. Number 4 is something that took me a while to, you know, get behind because I thought it was so childish. I thought I would just never do it. I thought it was like, I don't know. I really thought it was like a 4-year-old thing. I thought it was way too girly. I thought about a whole bunch of stuff. If you're a dude listening to this, and I know a lot of guys listen to this. I know a lot of guys listen to this podcast. Guys, listen. Okay, I said listening, guys, way too many times. But listen to me. Writing in a journal is not girly, okay? Number 4 is write in a journal. Writing down your thoughts, writing down your feelings, writing down everything that is stressing you out, whether it's a stress jar and then you put all your stress-related things in that jar or a journal, it's really important to write down the things that you can control and the things that you can't control. A lot of people forget the things that we can't control. There's a lot of things in this world that we cannot control. We do not have them in our power, okay? Do you understand this? When I'm working with a brand, and I keep relating this to this situation because it's something that I'm going through right now, and that's how I talk about it. I talk about my experiences. When I'm talking with this brand, I have to go through 4 different people to get to this brand. So it is out of my control to talk to them directly, and I know that. So I'm just going to create the content that I know I can create, and then everything else is out of my hands. And that's where I draw the line. So if you are at school, do your best work, hand it in on time, and everything else is out of your control. If you are at work and your boss has trouble with somebody else, don't do it. Don't blah, blah, blah. I don't know. There's a lot of things that are out of our control. I can't think of everything specifically right now, but writing them down and really, you gotta draw the line and what's the difference of what is in your control and what is not. If you can't change something tomorrow, then let's stop worrying about it today. If you can change something tomorrow, let's start changing it. Or maybe let's take a break first. Maybe let's dance it as listen some music. Maybe if you can't do it alone, hire some help. But write it in that journal. Write everything down in that journal. Write down your thoughts, your stress, your happy, everything. I think it's really important to take that break. Again, breaks are so important. And write stuff down in your journal because when you write it down, there's something about just getting it out of your body and just in a physical way rather than just verbalizing it. But really just writing it down, you will get it done or you will not get it done because it is out of your control. Finding out is so important. So important. Learning is so important, and the next thing you need to learn is number 5, because it's learn to say no. I am a person who is a yes man. I never say no. But yet I'm the busiest guy out of my entire friend group. I'm the busiest person out of my entire friend group. There's literally no one busier than me. And that's insane, because I'm also the yes man, because I never, ever, ever say no to people. Ever. My friend asked me, I was so busy yesterday, and then I got a text, my favorite text in the whole entire world is, what are you doing right now? And I dropped everything that I was doing, and I went to hang out with that person. Was it work-related? No. Was it anything? Was it benefiting me? No. But, you know, maybe that was benefiting them. I had a great time, but I need to learn to say no sometimes, and it's just not something that I can do, physically I can do, but I'm working on it, and I want you to work on this with me. Learning to say no is super, super important, and learning to say no to yourself is super important too. So when you're sitting here so stressed out on this work that you just can't get past, learning to say no, let's stop, let's take a break is so important. I know I keep going back to that break thing, but I'm really onto it, okay? Because it's so important. Take a break, take eat, and learn to say no to, like, okay, this is not working out right now. Let's stop real quick and let's go do something else. And then learning to say no to your friends all the time. If you got to sit down and you know you got to work, and you know that if you go out with your friends, not taking a break always isn't good. Isn't always good. I don't know why I said it like that, but it's not always good, right? Because if you have to get something done, don't procrastinate by going out with your friends. Learn to say no to them, because if you go out with them, then you come back home, you're still going to have all that work to do. Therefore, you're going to be stressed. It's not mean to say no. It's mean to yourself to always say yes to things, because then you're constantly going to be stressed out. Do you really want to live a life where you are constantly stressed out? I don't think so. I really don't think that's something you want to do. So how about you take advantage of your life, take the best advantage that you can, and plan it out. Do some time management, take a break, listen to music, hire someone to help, write in a journal, and learn to say no. These are all super, super important things, and I hope that you can take from this podcast. I really, really do. Ladies and gentlemen, right now, and we're coming to the end of the podcast. I know this is a super quick one, but there's a Black Friday sale on at stayu.ca. Stayu.ca is my clothing line and merchandise line. And basically, if you use the code Black Friday, if you spell out Black Friday, you get 20% off every single item. Every single item. I'm telling you, every single one. You can get 20% off. Now, I make my merch as cheap as possible in the first place, or as inexpensive as possible. It is not cheap. It is the softest merch, and I would love for you guys to go get it. Now, the only reason I can give you 20% off is because I already make my merch as inexpensive as possible, so 20% off is like the highest I can go. So hopefully you guys can appreciate that and go take advantage of that. Once everything is sold out, it's sold out. So if you go, get yourself a Christmas gift. Go take a break and buy yourself some merch, baby. I love you guys so much. Thank you guys so much for supporting this podcast and getting it on the charts. You guys are insane. I literally don't know how you guys do it, but thank you so much. And hopefully I'm stopped traveling. I'm not traveling anymore for a little bit. I'm going to stay in Ottawa. So if anyone's in Ottawa, I know a lot of people try to hunt me down. I'm here. I will be Christmas shopping. I'll be everywhere. I'm going to be at the lighting up of the Christmas tree at TD Place on like the 30th or something. So if anyone's there, and don't be shy to say hi to me. It's really creepy when you just stare me down. So come up, say hi. I love you guys very much. And I will talk to you guys very, very soon. And hey, listen, if you're stressed out, please just try to ask yourself why. Why are you stressed out? That's a huge thing. Understanding why you're stressed out, what stressed you out, what pushed you over the edge, and all that stuff is really, really important. And ask yourself that, because if you understand why, if you understand yourself more than the meds you're taking, than the breaks you're taking, than the music you're listening to, than the help you're hiring, or the writing in the journal, or the learning to say no, if you understand why you're stressed in the first place, that is really, really going to help you. So I really recommend that. And well, hopefully these words can help you. So I hope you take it easy, take a break, breathe, and I hope you get your work done. Anyway, stay you, stay beautiful, and I'll talk to you guys next time. Bye.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.